Thank you for holding. Is this Angel?
Yeah, Craig.
This hey, Angel. Hi, my name's John. I'm the director. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Here, having getting ready to have some lunch right now.
Oh, okay. I don't want to ruin your meal here, but I got a good business opportunity for you.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah.
I understand.
How's it going?
Yeah. She asked me to jump on the line to go over the pricing, but did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
Well, I just know I'm just going to probably give you, like, some personal information, like, about what I do and everything, I'm assuming. Because yesterday I was signing up with, what is it, Angie's List?
Oh, yeah,
What is it called? Yeah.
Yeah, Home Advisor by Angie.
Yeah, them. And I'm waiting to get a call back from them. I was doing all that yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're a little different from what we do. They put themselves on Google, and then they sell you the leads individually. We would put you on Google for people to call. Like, they could call you right on the first page.
Yeah, I was just wondering how much all those rates come out to for what I do and everything. And if it's a good time, if not, I can obviously... I've always thought about getting it because I want to advertise it on my cars and stuff, wrap it and stuff, get a big enclosed trailer and whatnot, and with my name on it, my sign. So it's like it's a lot of money going everywhere right now. So
starting a business is expensive. It's an investment for sure, just to get everything you need in order to get it productive. But the major benefit to you in this call is that we even have a position available. You know, have you ever Googled, like, tree services in Lake Havasu before?
Yeah. I'm very familiar with the Google and how it works and the near me.
Mm-hmm.
You can call little shops, little cafes, or mechanics, or tire shops.
So you can create a Google business profile for free, right? Same thing, like, you could purchase a domain and build the website. You don't need us to do those things. It's the first page placement that you want, you know, because whether... You build those or not, you 90% of people are making their decision right here. So. I mean, we did a study and it was like 89%. So it's basically like 90% of the people.
Of the week,
Yeah, they picked
them. Yeah, and honestly, not too long ago I was working for a handyman and he was on Google and stuff. And he paid a bunch of money for, I don't know what he did, but he was getting a bunch of calls and he would try to sub it out with me and stuff. And
yeah, that's the X factor that people miss out on all the time. I have guys tell me, well, I can't handle more business. I don't know. And then I'm like, I don't think anybody that's up there can handle all the clients that they get from it, but they subcontract it out, and you could take some off the top just for helping other people get work, you know? So there's
That's how it works, you know? So, you know, you get your name out, you get other workers and whatnot.
We don't charge you per lead or click or call, Angel. If you were to come on board with us today, I can actually enroll you in what's called the new in business credit, and it'll actually drop the pricing or reduce the pricing by 50%. So you'd be looking at $199 on a month-to-month basis.
$199?
Mm-hmm. And that's with the website included, and it's covering up to a 40-mile radius around Lake Havasu.
Okay. So $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? $2,400 a year.
For the year, give or take.
Yeah, it's not bad. And like, so if I say I just on my behalf, I just have to make my Google account and all that, or because I don't have my logo. I don't have a logo set up or anything.
We gotcha. Yeah, we build the site for you. We'll help you develop the logo. We'll create your Google business profile, verify the Google business profile with Google.
Yeah.
We're a premier Google partner, Angel. So, I mean, we'll take care of all of that. We do need your cooperation so that it represents the business properly, but, you know, we'll interview you and we'll get it customized.
Mm-hmm. All right, for sure. I appreciate that.
I'm
willing to do it, honestly. If because it's an all around home service,
mm-hmm.
so I do interior exterior repairs or anything with like landscaping and
landscape design, hardscape.
Just anything that honestly is worth the time because whoever calls honestly sets the the price, you know, so.
Right.
So yeah.
What I'll do is I'll create the Google business profile and we'll secure that position for you now.
Yeah.
And then I'll schedule a client interview for tomorrow and they'll interview. So they'll go over like all the keywords and services you provide. We list you for 15 at a time. They'll have recommendations. I don't know if you've heard of Google Analytics before, but we can actually kind of see like how often people are searching each service you offer. You know, we'll come up with the formula. You have final say on everything, but we'll have recommendations ready. And then they're going to want to get started on the website. So we'll help you with the logo. If you have like a rough draft of the logo, we'd like for you to send that in. It'll help give us a head start. But we'll build the site and then we'll send the site back to you after like 3 days. And then if you want to make any changes to it, the revisions and hosting is all part of the service too. So we could just continue to fine tune your site until it looks how you want it to look.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I have a Gmail. My email for my business is a Gmail, so I don't know if that already works out.
Yeah, it definitely does. It helps because we use G Suite, which is like a platform where you can it's hooked up to your tracking system. We have a tracking system that comes in the form of an app, and so if you already have Gmail, it's compatible with that tracking system and that app. It makes it a lot easier to like request Google reviews through your Google business profile to other people when you complete jobs and things like that. So.
And whatnot. Oh, okay. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah.
Okay. So let me create your Google business profile first. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. You want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
Okay. And then what's the street address that I could send your PIN verification letter to?
So it's going to come up with an address?
Hide the address. Like, I could just put the city, state, and zip on there, but Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's kind of how you get that little red dot on the map there. Like, we could hide it. We don't have to display your address. You don't have to worry about people showing up. But you need to receive the postcard and give us the five-digit number on the back as part of your verification.
Oh, okay.
That way we can verify you actually live in the city.
Yeah, I can give you my, because I rent, you know, and I'm on a busy street.
Yeah.
But I send all my mails to my mom's house. She's, like, not even, like, 3 minutes away from where I rent.
Okay.
This house right now.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I'll hide it. So you don't have to worry about people showing up there. It's just literally for you to receive the PIN.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
All right. It's 2520 Hacienda Place.
Hacienda Place. And that's Lake Havasu City?
Correct. 86403.
Okay. For some reason, I'm not... There it is. Okay. 2520, 86403. Okay. And then go ahead and hide. All right. And then what's your last name, Angel?
Lara Peralta, L-A-R-A. And then Peralta, P-E-R.
P-E-R.
A-L-T-A.
Peralta.
Peralta.
Okay. Gotcha. My wife had a hyphenated last name like that for a while before we got married.
It's not hyphen. It's just it's my dad's and then my mom's last name. That's how they put it.
Oh, they don't put the hyphen in between though? Like Lara Dash Peralta, usually? Or you just want to have both of them?
No.
Okay.
I just have both of them usually.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it like this. All right, and then what's your business email address? Because I'm going to send you everything in writing for the placement, and then I'll also send you a receipt, and you could actually write it off as a business expense come tax time, so you'll get it back that way.
Okay, let me hop on my email. Yeah, it's lphomeservice@gmail.com, so it's LPS.
Mm-hmm. Home service at Gmail.
Yeah. .com.
All right, and then it'll tell me if this is valid. Yeah, it came back valid. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
They can call from 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Oh, I work the weekends too. I'm willing to. I'm all for it.
So let's go 7 to 7, Monday through Sunday.
Correct, Monday through Sunday.
Okay, and then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can, right now I can only accept checks and cash. No, okay. Not cards right now. Yeah.
No card yet.
I don't have that set up on my account yet.
No worries, we'll get there. It's all just growing pains, they call it, you know,
yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, I'm honestly learning and I'm learning a lot, but I'm all for it.
Yeah, what'll happen, I mean, it's convenient for just tracking stuff because as a business owner now, like, you want to, I don't know how to explain the way businesses are taxed. It's, so, like, for business expenses, you basically, you get write-offs, right? And so they tax you after your business expenses. Does that make sense?
Yeah, correct.
Like, when you work for somebody. Yeah, exactly. Like when you work for somebody, they tax the total number of money that you've made. But when you have a business and you're a business owner, you know, all the gas, like the marketing expenses, everything that you put into it, tools, all that, you want to list, you want to write it off, and then they don't actually tax that at all. They won't tax anything until after they've written all of it off, and then they say, okay, this was your profit, and then they just tax your profit. So that's a huge advantage to being a business owner. If you write things off, even if it doesn't look like a business expense, you can usually just write it off. You just want to keep all your receipts. Or if you have a business account. Yeah. I'm only telling you that because you sound pretty young to me, so I just want to make sure that, you know, at the end of the year, you're good.
I have an account and I pay every month.
Oh, nice.
So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're good.
So, the government, I'm not really worried, because as long as I'm working, I got somebody who legally is responsible for all that paperwork.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's always good. You never know.
I knew once I got into this, I'm smart. I'm, like, working and making money and finishing jobs and whatever, but when it comes to, like, you know, book smart, I'm not too fond of that, but
you're good. That is smart, though. Intelligence is understanding your weakness and then acknowledging that and then going and doing something about it. So it is smart that you have somebody you know.
Because I'm focusing on my business, my jobs day to day, you know, getting them done. So everyone's happy, you know. So,
I think you'll be okay with this. With this, it's pretty easy. You just got to be responsive to phone calls and try to get good reviews. You know, obviously, if you get bad reviews, we're putting you under a magnifying glass, so it'll actually hurt you more than it'll help you. But if you're getting good reviews, then it'll take off.
Yeah. Yeah, to talk to everybody nicely and, you know, it's professional.
Yeah, so. I'm sure you'll be fine. I have no doubts.
Okay.
All right. And then did you have, like, a rough draft for your logo yet?
My logo, I wanted to do, like, something, like, kind of custom, because I'm you know, into the cowboys and, the ranch vibes, the cowboy life.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to put some, like a cow, like a bull with the horns, and then, like, I don't know, put, like, an outline of a house or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then around it have, like, LP's home service.
Okay.
And then it's, full home service or something, like a interior, exterior, just something to like, I know I got to come up with like a slogan or something.
Yeah, they'll ask you about that actually during the client interview tomorrow. Yeah. So they'll ask you like your company slogan, mission statement. So that's good to think about overnight. If you find anything online where you're like, hey, I kind of want something close to this, send it to that email that I texted you right now.
Oh, okay.
It's just photos at localsplash.com, and then we'll use that as a start point. The good thing about us is that we're a Google partner, so we can go in and actually make sure that the logo we build for you isn't breaking any copyright laws.
Oh, okay. So
that way you're
good.
It'll actually be your logo, you know, and then you could trademark it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to, because obviously clothing and the trucks and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, that'd be real cool.
Yeah.
Get some stuff, some decals on the side of the vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I have your business profile set up. Okay, website. Also, too, if you have pictures of work you've done in the past, like before and after photos, also send them to that email. We'll use them for your Google business profile and for the website.
Okay, yeah, I'll just send them what I have, and then you guys can, like, pick whatever.
Do you have any license or insurance for the business?
I have an LLC that I got what's it called last year, and I'm still active right now.
Nice.
So yeah.
Okay.
And I have that business license. My city.
Yeah. Usually you gotta provide the license in order to get the LLC. So there's a form that you gotta fill out.
Yeah.
And then it'll ask you for what you have. It's pretty easy. I'm sending it to you right now. Okay. But you just kind of like, you'll hit like upload photo and then you can just take a picture of it. If you're missing anything, don't panic. There's a little box at the bottom. It tells you, hey, if you're missing anything, we'll just three-way call Google with your permission. And then you just hit yes. And then, we'll get you verified that way if we have to, but try to send in as much as you can, from a professional perspective, because we're going to actually put a badge and a check mark on your Google business profile and it'll let the customers know that we verified your business. And that way they're comfortable, you know, they know, hey, you know, on the surface, it looks like a young kid, but everything's there, you know, so it helps a lot for credibility.
Yeah.
All right. And then I have the profile completed. Now for this client interview tomorrow, it usually takes 30 to 45 minutes, but we asked for an hour window. What's the best time for you?
If we can do it around, around like 10 o'clock should be okay.
Okay. Well, 10:30. I could do 10 to 11. Like they asked for an hour window. So it has to be like a full hour.
We'll do that.
All right. Client interview. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and then we will send you a text message 1 hour before the phone call. Just to confirm it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up, just let us know. We could always reschedule it, but we like to get it done as soon as possible. Preferably before we go into the weekend, because then we could work on the website and have something to show you by like Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bad. All right, and then the last thing we got to do is secure your first month's payment of the $199. How did you want to do that?
I can do it on one of my cards.
Okay. Now let me ask you this: is it under your name, the business name, or both?
The card?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's my personal credit card.
Okay. So I'm gonna make sure I send like a business invoice to you to write off.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I have a, what's it called? I have a an account and everything for the business, but I can't use that money right now. I'm waiting for them to take out my rent money and my payments and whatnot.
That's why I'm going to send you this receipt, though, because when you do it personal, then it looks like a personal expense, but if I send you the invoice as Google advertising, then they'll know that, you know, you could still add it to your write-offs, and that way you're not missing out on that. Yeah.
For sure. I appreciate it.
I gotcha. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah, 2520 Hacienda Place.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. Yeah. It's 4426.
4426?
Yeah. 4431.
4431.
0304
5995. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Oh seven twenty seven,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
On the back, 008.
008. Okay. And did you get that form that I sent over for Google verification?
On text message?
Yeah. Go to your text and then there's going to be a form in there. It'll have your name on it. It'll say, Google may require some additional information for you to proceed further.
Yeah. So I click on that.
Yeah. Just so you could see it. I mean, you don't got to fill it all out right now. But I just wanted to show it to you and make sure that you had it. You want to get this filled out. Usually it takes guys like 3 or 4 days usually to gather all the information on it and send it in. Some people can do it in a day. It just depends on if you have all the paperwork available.
Okay. So is this going to, it's going to ask me for like my information for my license and all that stuff?
Yeah. If you want to send in what you have, in every state, it's not always like required to have a license for certain jobs, but you want to send in as much as you have. And then because we're doing the advertisement, we could still post you, but we're like posting you at your own discretion if you're missing something. So it's like, you know, proceed at your own risk, right? If you don't have the insurance and stuff. So Google will verify you. Yeah, they'll verify you over the phone, and then they'll still push your verification through, but then obviously if you're missing something, like, proceed with caution until you get that paperwork in place.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, especially like an insurance situation, you know, just be super careful if you think that, you know, there's a chance something could go wrong on this job, or don't have guys out there just swinging stuff around. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Knock over my grandmother's urn and then.
Yeah.
I heard some crazy stories. Okay. So then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, Angel, and then you're basically good to go. I'll send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement. You'll sign off on that, and then you'll be good to go until the client interview tomorrow. So,
All right. You ready? Yes.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
LP's Home Service.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Angel Lara Peralta.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, correct.
All right, and you're an authorized user on this card, right?
Correct.
All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. You're not bounded to a contract. It says,
yes.
Your non-refundable payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 8th of 2024. I have you on a discounted pricing structure of $199 month to month.
Yes.
Okay, so that's half of what we normally charge, but this pricing structure, I've locked you in. So it's not going to go back up to $399 next month. It'll actually just stay $199 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to work with you long term. We don't want a guy that would just, like, you know, have him here for a month or two, build a website, do all this work, and then he's gone, you know? So
he's not doing anything. Yeah.
Yeah, our goal is really to work with you long term, and I feel like this pricing structure puts us in the position to, you know, you should be able to easily afford it. Come back each month.
Correct. Yeah,
okay.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And it says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract, so you can cancel if you're ever unhappy. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that, but we do ask if you are going to cancel, let us know before the next billing, like before the eighth day of that next month, so we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so I got a notification when we were doing the voice verification that there was a card number wrong, or like the invalid card number. So I think maybe we got like a digit wrong when you read the number off to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll bring it out.
Okay. I was going to say, if you could repeat it back to me, and I'll try to process it again.
Yeah, it's 4426.
4426.
4413.
4413.
5995.
Okay, I got it. I think that might have been where we messed it up, because it coded it out, but you could see the last four digits, and I know the last four digits that we had was 9559, not 5995. It was backwards.
Yeah, it's
But just to verify, like, that, what's the expiration date, month, and year?
The expiration month and year is, it's 0727.
Okay, that matches. And then the three-digit code on the back?
008.
Okay, that matches, too. So it must have just been that last four digits. Let me try to reprocess it for you here. Date. All right. And submit payment. Okay, domain name, purchase. Now I'm going to include the domain for him, so leave that. There it goes. All right, it just keeps spinning for some reason. Usually it lets us know, like, right away if it's, like, decline or accepted. But it's kind of... Oh, it came across as insufficient funds this time. So it wasn't a card number. Yeah, not saying that you don't have the funds in there.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's the one I have I can use right now. If you can, I can pay it tomorrow, if that's okay.
Oh, man.
Because I can pay it off my account tomorrow. Or how would that work?
Well, I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah, it's because I've been working, how long? For like over a month and a half on a project, and we're getting paid tomorrow, so.
Oh,
that's what I
was okay.
Yeah, because all the money I have right now, it's due to for payments and whatnot, so.
Okay, shoot. Because usually, we're just a Google partner. We're not actually Google.
Yeah.
So like, when these spots open up, they create a list of the companies that they feel qualify, and then they send it to the partners. And like, the partners are all calling out on it right now until it fills. So
okay.
Like, basically, if that would have went through, they all would have got a notification that LP's Home Service is taking that spot, and it would have closed out the category. But because it didn't go through, they keep calling out on it until it fills. And so that's kind of, that's my only concern.
Yeah, I can use another credit card, but that's my girlfriend's. I don't know.
Oh, man.
If that would
are you an authorized user on the card?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to run something and then have her call in, you know? That's not good. That'd be bad. And she was, like, really upset or something, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have any, like a business account?
Yeah, I have a business account. I can go put money in there. It's just that I can't right now.
Shoot. I don't want to lose it.
I'm
trying to think.
Well, I can have some money Zelled through that account or whatever to get that process.
Yeah, if you want to try that.
So can I give you a call back right now at this? Or?
Oh, I was going to say, or you can or you could three-way your girlfriend or have her Zell you. But I was going to say, like, if I'm on the phone with you, they can't send me another call. Is there any way maybe you could just put me on hold until we resolve it?
Until I resolve this?
Yeah, like, to get it transferred, because I don't want them to send me another call, like, in the meantime, or have them call out on the position, and then I've already scheduled, like, a client interview for you. We already submitted your Google verification letter to go to your mom's at the 2520 Hacienda place. So, like, there's stuff I've kind of put into processes that I shouldn't have until the payment cleared, but I kind of assumed that the payment was going to clear. So.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. I'll get that done real quick. I'll just put you on hold and I'll get that money Zelled and I'll give you another card number.
Okay. No problem. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Hello? It's Angel.
Yep, I'm still with you.
Yeah, I got the card, the other card. I can use it now.
Okay, let me update the billing information. So it's the same card that you want me to reprocess, or
no,
it's a different...
This card is where you're going to be getting your payments from, like, month to month.
Okay.
And this is my business card.
Okay.
I just put money in the business so you guys can already have that information.
Okay, that sounds good. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, 4312.
4312?
Yeah, 3160.
3160.
Yeah, 1344.
1344.
0867.
0867. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10/28.
10/28. Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
470.
470. Okay. Let me just update, and then I'll try to reprocess here. And then when this goes through, you're going to receive a text, and the text will have a full out- it's going to come as an email too, but it'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm really happy we were able to get that situated. Oh, it cleared. This one cleared. A big reason, not just because of the placement. I mean, obviously the placement's the moneymaker, but for us to be able to, like, include the site and everything, I know that's going to save you so much money, you know, just getting the business
started. Yeah, because you guys are setting up a website and whatnot, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, websites alone are usually, like, $700 to $1,000 to get them built by a graphic designer. So sometimes they go upwards too. I mean, you could have a really fancy one that's like $5,000, but these ones by themselves, they usually sell for $700. So it's really nice site. But did you get that text message?
Yeah, I got it. And then, so I'm going to be able to, like, log on to the website as, like, the owner and everything and, like, upload pictures or whatever.
Yep, you have full access to everything. And there's also an app that you'll be able to download. They'll send it to you at the end of your client interview tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then you can actually go in there. There's like a YouTube video that shows you how to use it, but you can log in the app and you could oversee everything from the app. And then any changes that you want to make to the site, or modifications to your campaign, you could do that through your account management team here. You just dial that 877 number that's at the bottom of every text and email that you get from us.
Okay, for sure. So this number that I'm getting the messages from, I can save it.
Yeah, that's our actual, it's Local Splash. That's actually our company's customer service line, yeah.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I'll save that then, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I want to make sure you got the initial invoice, though. Did you get that?
Yeah, I just got, I got email.
There should be email and text messages. Yeah, that comes through as both. But the one you're looking for from the text, it'll say, like, Angel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's the agreement outline. Make sure to sign off on that before the client interview tomorrow. I have you on a pricing structure that's, like, super unique from what we normally charge for this deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'll kind of cement it in if you have the documentation all signed, sealed, delivered, and then there'll be no questions about that moving forward.
Yeah. So this last one, you want me to fill it out and sign it?
So that one, you just sign the bottom, like the subscription terms. It'll just ask you to sign your first name and then Lara Peralta. And then and then the other one, though, is the one where you got to send in, like, the license insurance paperwork.
Okay. So the last message is where I'm going to send all that stuff to?
No, the one I showed you earlier will be the one where you send in, like, the license, insurance, and everything. The one that says terms and has your phone number on it, that link, that one you do have to sign. That one is a full outline of the agreement in writing. So you want to sign off on that one, and then you could take your time pulling together the paperwork for the Google verification. Just try to get it to us as soon as you can.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, so I'll just square up to whoever calls me tomorrow, and then they'll just tell me what I need to go on
and
from there.
You're bilingual, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Speak Spanish.
Okay, I just want to make sure. But yeah, tomorrow they're going to contact you between 10 and 11 for the client interview, and they'll walk you through it. So it's pretty easy. It's all, like, set questions that we already have that helps us create the account. So They'll go over website, service area, get started on your logo.
And like, what I want my passwords to be in all that, or what if I need one?
Yeah, so they'll give you an initial username and password. Like, the username will be your number, and then it'll have like a simple password. And then once you log in, you could actually change the password and username to whatever you like.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds good.
Yeah. All right. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, my direct number is in there. I texted it to you about 20 minutes ago, so you can call me directly. And we also have 24/7 customer service, too. So don't hesitate to call in if you feel like you're missing something, Angel. We need it to work for you in order for it to work for us, you know?
Yeah, I understand. No, yeah, I appreciate the service, then.
All right. Alrighty. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.